Welcome to another episode of Tori 37, and I know it's been a very long time since I've obviously done this, so bear with me. A lot has changed since I last recorded an episode. I would say probably one of the biggest moments of my life would be my surgery. Now, I know I had gone into it a little bit before, and I'm gonna go into it a little bit now. So about a month, two weeks ago, I had my Roux-en-Y, which is gastric bypass surgery, and I had a hiatal repair because I had a hernia in my esophagus, which kind of, you know, took away from, you know, the ability to really enjoy my food without basically choking. And while that was hard, and I've gone through that for about a couple of years, I would say, during, you know, the pandemic and having to deal with that, and not being able to really do anything to help myself other than suffer, I made the decision with my doctor that I had had enough of being on medication for the last 30 plus years of my life, and I wanted to make a decision that I could, you know, basically change my life for the better. And with that, might I say, is a lot to get used to. That would include, you know, the way that I look at myself now. I've lost quite a bit of weight since my surgery, and to look at myself in the mirror now is kind of different. It's an experience, and I know that with body dysmorphia that already exists in the world, it's hard when you go from, oh, you look like this, to, oh my gosh, you can fit into those clothes now and, you know, go to a store and actually feel like a human being. Not that I didn't before, but it's a little bit of a different experience for me now, you know, being smaller. I still have quite a bit to go with my goal weight, but I'm halfway there, which I'm proud of. And, you know, I go for 3 mile runs every day, 3 to 5 mile runs, depending on the weather. And I have slowly gotten back into yoga a little bit because I have to be careful of like my incisions and everything. So let's rewind a little bit and let's go into how this all went down. So I had my surgery the 12th, and let's see, that was an experience to say the least. I mean, I'm very thankful to my providers and everything, and all the hospital staff and everything for what they did for me. But I mean, recovery was brutal. I've had the worst setbacks. I was supposed to go back to work like, what was it, three weeks after. It's been six. So that was a little nerve-wracking to, you know, really be on that side of the fence and like really understanding like the whole situation behind like what people go through during their recovery from surgery. This is probably my first like major adult surgery. I've had surgeries when I was a kid, and you know, my mom was still around, so she was very helpful to that. And now, not having her but still having a very good support system, it's very different now. And during that time, right before, I started a business, and you know, that to me was really important to get off the ground, to like really understand like the dynamics behind it and everything. And that has been successful, and I think more or less it's because of my personality, and I'm very thankful for that, because I feel like it's hard to put into words when people say things that are nice. And like with me, I can't really eat what I make, so I mean, it's very flattering. It's absolutely flattering. I mean, I had taken a couple of steps back with, you know, being on, you know, social media and doing this and my writing, because obviously work takes precedent. I went back to school. I have to maintain my GPA with that, so that was important for me. And you know, experiencing life differently in general. But with all the testing that I had did, and you know, finally being cleared to go back to work, you know, tomorrow, I'm pretty excited about life. But like, I would say, you know, getting my business off the ground and, you know, taking a class that really like gives to that notion that, you know, as a business owner, you need to know, you know, the ins and the outs and understanding of what you're truly trying to do here. What am I trying to accomplish? What am I trying to accomplish here is making a quality product for people to enjoy so that they share it with their friends and family, and, you know, it's not just about obviously the financial gain, because I've obviously experienced that, but it's also about putting out something that I believe is high quality. And since I use some of the recipes that I kind of gained from my mom, I want to be able to take from that and continue to inspire people to believe that, you know, you can do anything you want to do. I mean, it's always like one step forward, four steps back in some situations, but I mean, that's life. And I've also learned that I need to step a lot more out of my comfort zone than what I'm used to. For instance, I did a pop-up where I brought my products, and being the first-time vendor there was, I would say, pretty intimidating, considering most of these people had like these major setups, and here I am. I mean, I had a pretty decent one, but I mean, I could do more. And I was using this as a learning experience to gauge what I wanted to do in the future, especially during the holidays. I mean, I may or may not have time for that, but nonetheless, I wanted to, you know, get my name out there. So, you know, it was a Halloween event, and the little kids and dogs and everything, they were so cute. And I really took away from that experience that, you know, you don't look at people as your competition. Because granted, a lot of people there, they sold kind of similar goods, but at the end of the day, I was able to still bring in, you know, a core demographic of the people who came in because I'm friendly, I, you know, explain things pretty thoroughly. I had really nice signage that, might add, I did 2 days before on my printer at 1 o'clock in the morning, because, I mean, I'm not one to rush things. I did order things from, you know, stationery stores, but at the same time, I wanted to have that, you know, that touch, that special touch of, you know, I did this. This was important to me. I wanted to put forth an effort. That's what I try to do in everything that I do in life. I try to put forth an effort. I see things, I guess, a little bit differently than most people say. I kind of internalize a lot in my life, and I've learned that you cannot do that. You cannot take everything personally, because you know what? At the end of the day, you're the person that you live with the most. You're the person that you talk to at night. You live within yourself, and you have to make yourself a little bit stronger, you know, because let's think about this. There are a billion people on this planet, probably more than that, and not everybody's going to be you. And you have to take the things that make you unique and, you know, put those forward to things that, you know, help you in life and help you progress in what you need to do, you know, reach your goals. It's hard. I mean, we're not really post-pandemic, but we're like at the point where, you know, everything's basically open. We're traveling, we're living life. You know, we are able to see people, we have relationships with people, and things are much different than they were when I first started this. And I have to say that, you know, in all the lessons that I've learned, I would say being genuine is something that I will always stick with. I will never change myself for anybody. And if that person or people want you to change, then there's something wrong. And that's just, I don't know, I guess that's, you know, my point in life here right now, is that I've watched myself develop from what I was to what I am now. And if you go back to the first episode of this, to where I am at this point, you could see what a big difference in confidence I have. And my confidence level has gotten a little bit bigger as time's gone on, especially with, like I said, the changes obviously in my life, and, you know, really getting to know who I am. And it's a very humbling experience to sit with yourself when you're throwing up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're crying, and you're saying to yourself, do you regret this? And you say, no, I don't regret it, because what if I didn't do this? What would be my life expectancy? What would my life look like, my lifestyle going forward? Not to say that I was super unhealthy or anything. I mean, most of the problems that I've had were caused by genetic issues and, you know, not being in stress, I would say, definitely stress, and not being able to basically get out of my own way. and, you know, being vegan, and really, you know, it's not that we don't eat food. We do. There's a lot of stuff that I eat that people would be shocked about. And even before my surgery, obviously, I'm not a heavy drinker. I don't do recreational drugs or anything like that. I'm pretty boring for the most part. But I would say that, you know, it helps to have those, it's not a safety net, I would say, but just like things that make you feel comfortable, you know? And when I stopped doing this for a time, I had so many ideas in my head that, like, you know, what should I do? What should I talk about? What can I do to make, you know, this better going forward? I mean, a lot has changed. I'm obviously not 37 anymore. I'm 40 now. And I mean, a lot of the dynamics of like what I was doing when I first started this have changed. I was working at the hospital when I started this. Now I work somewhere else. So still the same company, but you know, nonetheless, you know, growth is good. And for me to just, I feel like a bigger person. I feel like there's nothing that I can't do at this point. And with social media, it's a give or take. For me, being, I don't consider myself an influencer or anything. I just consider myself somebody who wants to put myself out there, and to help people. And that's why I started this. And I would say that a lot of things in life that have changed were for the better, because there were so many chapters that I closed during this time that opened new ones for me. And the people that have been in my life, they're still there, and I welcomed new people. And I'm the type of person who, when you first meet me, I'm a shy person. And I think sometimes I try to be a little less than shy just to, you know, kind of put myself out there a little bit. But my thing is, there are a lot of layers to me. And it starts with, you know, being, you know, Tori, obviously. I wear many hats, and most of all, the most important one to me is obviously being a friend, being a daughter. Those are the two things that matter most to me. My family is everything to me, and when you're included in my family, which is basically built out of my friends since my mom passed, and I'm an only child on my mom's side. My mother, she did have a child after me that passed away, and that was something that we never really spoke about for a long period of time. I had a little brother, his name is Drew. He was born stillborn, and I think from that point on, a lot of the dynamics in my relationship with my mom changed, and I feel like that made my heart a lot bigger for people. Because I'm a very empathetic person, and that's not something that's going to change because of circumstances in my life. It's like I said to somebody. It's like I said to someone. I see the potential in situations, and I don't judge based upon what somebody's gone through in life. A lot of my friends have been through really rough times, and that, I mean, excuse me, sick. And that, to me, is, I don't like the word resilient, and I've been called that a lot, and, you know, I try not to use that word too much because that's not what it is. It's being in survivor mode and living in that mode for such a long period of time that that's something that you rely upon to get through your days. And no one should have to go through that day in and day out and day in and day out. And hey, yeah, that's true. We cannot change circumstances all the time, but you know what? At the end of the day, the mindset we're left with is either a very, very, very negative one or a very positive one, and we have to look at it from both sides of the coin. I mean, I didn't have like super amazing circumstances growing up, but that never took away from the love that I had and the love that I received. And I think that kind of made me who I am today. And I think that there in life, there are regrets, and you know, I have a couple of my own, but like I've told, you know, my friends, you know, life had a different plan for me, and if I ever got a chance to redo it, that's okay, but if I don't, that's fine too, because what you go through, I think long term, when you're sitting there and you're old and you're gray with whoever around you, the people that you love hopefully are still alive for the most part, and you're talking about, you know, back in the day, I did this, I did that, I could say that for the most part my life is pretty full. I have amazing friends and I know some really great people, and I've had, you know, mentors that I'm still very fond of, ex-bosses who still talk to me, and will always be family to me. And I don't think there's very many things that I'd love to change in this world in my life right now. I think other than traveling, and I guess, you know, being a little bit bigger of a success story to myself. I don't think that, you know, the narrative that runs in my head sometimes is the best, but I think that, you know, my ability to go from strictly food to medical, to still having to dabble in food, to writing, to being able to be a mental health advocate and really stand up for people, I don't think that that's an easy job. And still, like, there's so much in my heart that, you know, people don't see. But I would say that everything is a learning process. I've been hurt. I've been very hurt. And I've been confused in life. And I've felt, you know, the most amazing and genuine caring and love from people. And that's what I'll always give back to others. That's something that I don't think I would ever stop. And that's something I would never change. And I think as I go forward in life, including being super nervous about going back to work tomorrow, that's like, well, I'm so nervous about it. I've been away for so long that I feel like I've lost my touch. But, you know, you learn again. You learn a little bit differently. And, you know, while circumstances have changed there, I think that, you know, being part of a supportive core, and I've always had that in some way, shape, or form from people, you know, where I've worked, and I've been lucky in that aspect, and I've also had that from, you know, the people that I interact with directly. I mean, if I allow you into my life, you gotta be pretty special, and you gotta be a pretty stand-up person, because I'm not the type of person who's gonna allow myself to be infiltrated by people that I just don't have good I would say morals and backbone, because that's one of the things that matter most to me, because literally sometimes you have to cut yourself off from the people that you care about the most, because they become the worst offenders of, you know, not understanding boundaries. And that's something that I've had to teach myself a lot this past year, is boundaries, both respecting them and also instilling them, because Yeah, for me it was shame on me. For me it was shame on you. It's not gonna happen a third time. If I ever give somebody a second chance in life of, you know, like understanding, you know, where you're coming from, you know, what was your motivation behind what you did, or even if you don't ever give me an explanation, just to understand, like, what was the thought process of what went down. Sometimes you don't need an explanation, and sometimes it's better that you don't get one. I believe in closure. Sometimes it's not the one that you get when you speak to somebody. It's their actions. The saying, actions speak louder than words, that echoes in my head a lot. And when you break a promise to somebody multiple times, they tend not to believe you. They doubt you. And when that doubt creeps into your head long term, you really can't get rid of it. You gotta learn to cheat that person with the respect that they give you, or the disrespect. But I don't believe in disrespecting anybody. To me, that would just be like playing into their hands, because they're looking for some kind of action or motives, and I don't believe in that. No. You know, speak your truth, even if you don't, you know, figuratively speak it. I would say going forward, we're into the last couple of months of this year, there's things that I want to change in my life, and I'm a full strength ahead on them. I don't believe in, you know, really sticking your feet into the mud and just hoping for the best. If I want to prove myself and my ability to do something, I'm going to put myself out there. And if there are naysayers, that is fine. I mean, like when I post on social media, most people measure their success by likes. I'm not that type of person. To me, that's such an open-ended situation that it's not even funny. And I can go into major detail on that, but we're not going to do that right now. You cannot measure your success by likes, because the people who have interacted with me the most are the ones who message me or have my phone number and text me directly. Even the ones who lose my phone number and then re-ask me. But anyways, that's not the point. I would say that a lot of the growth that I've had this year, more than any of the years that I've done this, has been to really look inside of myself and what motivates me as a person. And I'd have to say it's the relationships in my life. That's what motivates me. And doing better, being better, both for myself and for them. And doing that is so important. You have to have the ability to look at all sides of arguments, even when you're wrong. And I think that's something that, you know, most people are, that's hard to admit. But you also have to look at the opportunity to grow. You either grow in a friendship, grow in relationships, grow in this, grow in that, or you stay stagnant. And I think that that's hard for people, because you have expectations of things that coulda, woulda, shoulda. And it's not always gonna be that way. You have to put your best foot forward for you. And when you grow out of that situation, sometimes something different comes from that, and it's not always what you expect. And, you know, to have the respect for, you know, however, whatever, whether it be personal, professional, you know, family, you have to look at it and say to yourself, is this what I want? If it's not, how can I change it? And if I can't change it, how can I, what's the word I'm looking for? And it's not pacify. I would say evolve. We're gonna go with evolve. How can you evolve from that situation? I think that it's not easy. And it's something that you forever try to change. And in the best of best situations, you get the result that you want, but you have to work towards those things. You have to be patient with life. It is not on your timeline. I, of all people, have learned that. It's never going to be what you want it to be, or what you were told, or what your beliefs were, or what somebody else told you. It's on its own timeline, and the way that it unfolds isn't the way you want it sometimes, and other times it's beautiful and you want it to be that way. You want to experience life for what it is. And while it's not always as beautiful as you'd like it to be right away, like butterflies, everything grows in time. When I look at my business and I look at the experiences and even taking on, you know, additional ideas from others, I realize that at the end of the day, I have to be the forefront behind that. No matter how much help I get from other people, and ideas and feedback, and, you know, sitting there and, you know, shooting ideas between each other. If I don't make the effort, the conscious effort, to really, 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 it's not even just about marketing, it's not just about financial gain, it's not just about, you know, this, that, and the other. It's about, what does this mean to me? How much desire do I have? How much desire do you have? I mean, you can't put a dollar amount on that. Follow your dreams. No one is going to make those things happen for you. You put yourself in a room where people don't expect you to be. I've done that. And you know what? Even if it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, at least I did it. I'm not afraid. I may seem afraid at times, but I'm not totally afraid. I don't like failure. I really don't like failure. It's like, never be nervous about something that you know you're capable of. Never downplay your own potential because you know your worth. And never put yourself in a watered down position please somebody else. Be the person that you're meant to be. Even if you have your quirks and, you know, you're considered a little different. If you know me, you know that I'm a pretty serious person for the most part, and I joke around a lot, but at the end of the day, I'm probably the most genuine person out there. And I will give you the shirt off my back. I would do anything for you. And that's what makes me me. No matter what, at the end of the day. And I think my friends think I'm pretty good. I do what I can to make a difference in this world. And if you really sit there with me for a long period of time, longer than a half an hour, longer than an hour, probably, I would say, max, like, maybe 2 or 3 hours, and you really get to hear what I have to say, and you really have a conversation with me, you get to know the real me, and, you know, past the customer service voice, past the tears that I've shed in the past year, that's all the hurt that I've ever felt. I would say that just like everybody else, those layers that you want to pull back, the walls that you want to take down, at some point they do. It takes me a while. I have to really trust you. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what I strive to be. A good person. And I think that's what we all want for ourselves. There was a slogan years back from a fellow baker friend that I had come up with, and I said, be the good. And I've said that multiple times. You want to be the good in the world, but you also want to be true to yourself. And like I've said, and not preaching, but you know, be yourself. Always be yourself. Don't change. Don't change for anybody. They'll get used to it. Love yourself with the skin that you're in. Love the potential that you have. Grow. Never stop growing. Because you could bring yourself into places that you would never even dream of. And I say that because, you know, next year, my goal, one of my biggest goals, is to go on vacation, like out of the country. And obviously that means doing a lot of things before then, but nonetheless, prayers for my 41st. Hopefully I'll be staying on a beach. Sitting on a beach, happy as fuck. because I've earned it. I've completely earned it. And no one can take that away from me. And no one can ever take that joy away from you. Take care.